Don't. Please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No. The pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
Let's bring producer Carl in.
All eyes on me.
Producer Carl got into a philosophical conversation. Was this a coworker of yours?
This is a coworker, and actually I had it with my wife, too.
Oh, so it got serious.
No, it wasn't serious at all. It was just kind of, what we were talking about is, are you a stalker? Are you born a stalker?
Okay. What? All right.
And I believe that you are.
What do you
really?
Mean?
I think that you, because with me, I don't care that much about you to find out where you're going, where you're at, what you're doing, and all. I don't care, you know. You know, if you're going to do it, go ahead and do it. But the one girl, she was saying that you're not. She was basically saying that you can become a stalker.
How does the issue even come up? Who are you talking with and why the issue is stalking?
You know, man, I'm part
stalking.
Of the Bird Show, man. You know, I'm not going to talk about anything. But, I mean, really just came up, I don't know how it came up. You know, just at the water cooler talk.
Okay.
You know,
is she like Facebook stalking an old boyfriend or doing drive-bys or like...
She's admitted to stalking before, but the conversation came up just randomly.
I can hear how it comes up because I sort of see where you're coming from. So I would peg people as stalkers. Like I could see the conversation coming up. Like if we were just talking in this room, like I would say, Bert, definitely not a stalker. Melissa, stalker.
And what's the difference? Right. Like what makes Melissa the stalker?
Why am I a stalker?
She's born with it.
She's born that way. How can you
born
tell?
Stalker mentality.
You just get the vibe, you know. You just like.
It's not me that's stalking you, Jeff. It's not me.
It's some people just give off that, right, Carl? Like they just got
stalker
that
vibe.
That energy that where they are capable of.
Like you care too much about everything, you know. You just I don't know.
Nosy.
You just care too much. You just real inquisitive, just overly into. Conversation.
So it's a compliment, Melissa. They say you're ambitious.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that. No,
it's an insult because they're saying I'm lazy. I'm too lazy to stalk.
Yeah. So, I win. No, I just think stalker. I mean, the stalker is very an insecure thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
can't one relationship make you a stalker, but the rest of them not?
I don't know.
Like your Antichrist, your dating Antichrist could make you a stalker, but then once you get over that, you probably aren't for the rest of your life.
So we're talking about two different things here, because my assumption is that he has stalking tendencies, but just snaps on one person. Like they're controlling probably, and then in one relationship it gets so out of hand that it goes from like being controlling to begin to stalking. Whereas it just don't happen like that, right? You're so obsessed with one person?
And that's what I feel. I mean, I don't think that it just happens like that. I think it just builds up and all of a sudden it just kind of snaps. But with some people, but with other folks, I don't think it even develops that.
Yeah, I think there are two types of people in the world. There's the type of person in the world who thinks, I bet if I guessed a number of times, I could get the password to his voicemail. And then there's the type of person.
Why?
And then there's the type of, because they're crazy.
I don't understand why though. What are you going to gain from listening to that?
Don't try to figure out why it's not. It's what's in their head.
You obviously are a stalker.
You're not a stalker. Some people it doesn't even occur to them.
Right.
It doesn't even think that. Wait a minute. I could hear his voicemail, and that would teach me what.
Right.
Like that's Jen. Clearly not a stalker.
Mm-hmm. I know a girl.
No, I don't care enough.
I know a girl. I mean, hands down. That's her whole thing. That's her whole MO. I mean, she'll dig, and keep digging until she finds something. I mean, that's just how, and I don't think she's by herself with that. I think that there's people like that. And that's why I believe that she's.
I agree.
I actually go the extra effort the opposite.
To stay away.
Yeah, to stay away. I had to get off the interstate and was going this one way of talking on the phone or whatever. And I realized I was on my ex-boyfriend's street. And I was like, oh, dang. I don't want to be seen on this street because I don't want to be perceived as a stalker. Mm. And turn around and went another way.
You're doing a drive-by.
Wendy, I think you have stalking characteristics.
Why?
I don't know. I just do.
I don't.
I don't think I'm on the fence about Wendy.
I don't think. Well, what about you, Jeff? Are you a stalker? Yeah.
I think I got stalker in me.
Do you?
I think I could stalk.
I think Jeff does too. And I don't think Wendy does.
Yeah.
I think Wendy would, for sure.
I think you would.
I think you'd get so boy crazy and so focused about one dude that you'd start doing all sorts of, like, you'd camp out in front of his house in the car in a costume and stuff like that.
Nope.
See, wear a wig.
Wear a wig. Yeah, man.
Why me?
Do a walk by?
Because I just think you have. Yeah.
You got a little bit of this. Keep the single life going. Keep going, guys.
I read auras, and yours definitely says stalker.
No.
Born within your blood.
Auras.
I don't have time to be a stalker. So it's not work.
Yeah, it just does take too much time. You got to really be ambitious. Yeah. You know, you joke about it, though, but can you imagine if you really were stalk, like you opened up your door and there was a dude, like, outside of your house waiting on you or calls you at work? I mean, people go through it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're talking about two different, like, not the stalker, like, hey,
the dangerous
camping out under your bed, but, like, mm-hmm. He broke my heart and now he's with this new girl, so I'm going to find out. I'm going to get into her Facebook page and I'm going to look at the friends of friends of friends of friends. And then I'm gonna. Oh, she went to college with my cousin. Let me call my cousin.
Or right. you create an online profile so you can befriend the person, just mm-hmm. so you have a look on the inside. Is that what you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, and just following, going past the person's house 10 times, knowing that they're not there, finding out when they're going to be there. You know, just overly into that.
Well,
that situation.
Is there a cutoff like where you have a reprieve? Because I think every teenage girl has stalker tendencies, or at least stalker. Where they're tempted by it, mm-hmm. but then when you're an adult, you're not necessarily that way.
You just get too old to stalk.
I think.
Just too old and too lazy.
If you
to
are a teenage girl and you've never done a drive-by, raise your hand. Nobody's raising their hand in the city of Atlanta or Nashville.
You ever did a drive-by?
I've never done a drive-by.
Wendy.
Come on.
Seriously?
Oh, no, I take
Wendy.
That back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember now. It was Thursday.
Yes. Every teenage girl's done a drive-by.
When I was 18. I remember that one clearly now.
I think that's more of a girl thing. I don't think dudes do that mostly, right?
Oh, no. No,
I don't want to know.
Dudes.
I had an ex-boyfriend in high school who used to drive by my house.
Really?
My brother would see him.
Oh, yeah. And guys go hard, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Women, they take it easy. They'll go by. Guys go hard, man. They get vested.
Women will drive by, like, on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Guys will drive by on a Tuesday night at 8, 8:02:30, mm-hmm. 8:05,
really?
8:07, 8:13, 8:24. Then decide, wait a minute, I bet she's at Olive Garden because I know she goes there with her family. Mm-hmm. So then they drive by Olive Garden, from Olive Garden to the house, to Olive Garden to the house, to Olive Garden to the house, to Olive Garden to the house.
See, I couldn't do it because if I did and I saw like his car outside of her place or whatever, I would think that it's whatever's happening there is way worse than what's really going on. Like they're probably watching America's Top Model together and I have them just doing the most wild sex ever. And she's screaming, I'm so glad you're not Bert!
But a stalker wants to see it though.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Good morning. I'm on the voice schedule.
You are, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm a champion Facebook stalker. I found out so much horrible information. Not horrible information, but, you know, it's stuff that you need to know, but you don't realize that you don't really want to know until you find out. And unfortunately, I'm just really, really good at it. The combination of Facebook and Twitter told me that my ex from college had gotten back with his high school sweetheart and that they were living together, a fact that I would not have otherwise known.
And just out of curiosity, why did you care at this point in time?
Well, because up until, I want to say maybe 6 months ago, I had it on good authority, my parents, my friends, everybody had it on good authority that we were getting back together. And then that all just kind of fizzled out really kind of oddly.
Okay, so he lost interest and
so
you're like
okay, what's really going on? And through my excellent internet stalking
right.
champion.
She's very proud of herself. Yes.
should we offer up?
And it's kind of like, why do I, I'm actually dating somebody now, so it's like, why do I really care about this? But it was unfinished.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know what? I think that's common with stalkers.
But yeah, Facebook and Twitter, people have to really be careful about what you put out there because it makes it too easy.
What were you going to say, Jeff?
I was going to say, should we put it would be a good distraction for her from this creep, from this a-hole who broke her heart and ran away with the girl that he was perfectly well entitled to run away with because there's no relationship between you and him. But don't worry about that. That guy would be a nice distraction from him, if we found a listener who needs help getting some information about her boyfriend,
I like that.
Hook the two of them up, and you can put your stalking efforts toward somebody else.
Stalking by proxy.
Yeah.
So stalking by proxy. I mean, hey, I am all about helping my fellow woman.
She's a champion, of course.
Someone that needs my expertise, sure. I will be there for them.
Okay, let's see if we can find somebody right now. 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. So basically what we're looking for is somebody much like the same situation that Ashley was in a while back. So like something went wrong in the relationship and it's not feeling right for you. Like all of a sudden he broke it off. What Ashley will do is she will guide you online to find out exactly what he's really got his hands into if you really want to know. For me, I just don't care. Like, whatever you broke, whatever the reason is, you don't want to be with me, so I don't even want to know who you're with.
So right. Be it.
So, all right, yeah. Ashley, let me...
Honestly, I'm too good for my own good.
You're really good at this. You are... you feel like you're a Hall of Fame at this.
Sadly, yes.
I got some calls coming in, so hang out for just a couple of seconds.
Okay, cool.
And I think that I think stalkers have that in common, that closure. They need closure. I think every stalker needs closure. Bert, like you just said, like me, I could care less. I don't need clothes.
Yeah, I don't care.
I close them myself. You know.
All right, the phone lines are lit up right now with people that want that kind of help. Ashley's
her expertise.
Her expertise. She says she is a champion Facebook stalker, and if you want some details about like what your ex is into, she can guide you in that direction. So call us right now, and we'll put you on with Ashley here in a couple of seconds.
This is the Bert Show.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.